colitis. The French Air Accident Investigation Authority, known as the BEA, says it will handle the analysis of the black boxes retrieved from the crash site of the Ethiopian Airlines jet that left 157 people dead. Sunday's crash was the second fatal flight for Boeing 737 MAX 8 in less than 6 months. More than 40 countries, including the U.S., have now grounded the planes or refused to let them into their airspace. AP correspondent Zaria Shockley has more on the investigation.
A BEA official told the Associated Press that they've already arrived in France but gave no time frame on how long the analysis could take. Ethiopian Airlines says an Ethiopian delegation led by its accident investigation bureau had flown the flight data and cockpit voice recorders to Paris. More than 40 countries, including the U.S., which had been one of the last holdouts, have grounded the 737 MAX 8 after the second fatal crash involving the jet in recent months. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Nigeria has called off the search for survivors Thursday at the scene of a collapsed school. It happened in Lagos. A spokesman with the National Emergency Management Agency said late Wednesday 37 people had been pulled out alive and 8 bodies had been recovered. The death toll is expected to rise. Intense fighting continues in the Syrian town of Baghouz, where the remnants of Islamic State fighters are holed up. Prior to the latest IS counterattacks, Syrian Democratic Force officials have been voicing optimism in recent days that the battle against IS was nearing an end. But despite a continual bombardment by both coalition aircraft and artillery positions on the ground, at least some of the terror group's fighters have refused to give in. The U.S. Senate defied President Donald Trump Wednesday and voted to cut off support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting rebels in Yemen. 7 fellow Republicans sided with Democrats in passing the measure. It now goes to the House, where a similar measure stalled earlier this year. This is VOA News. The Republican-led Senate is set to issue President Trump a rebuke over his national emergency declaration at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Republicans predict a resolution blocking the president's declaration will pass today, with the only question being how many will join Democrats who say he's overstepping his authority. Louisiana's John Kennedy will not.
The president is not doing anything that Congress didn't say it was okay for him to do. And that's why I'm going to vote to support him.
The president tweets this morning he's prepared to issue his first veto if necessary, keeping up the fight to steer extra money toward his border barrier without congressional approval. It's the first time a president's declared a national emergency after Congress voted to deny money for the same purpose. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke formally announced Thursday he'll seek the U.S. Democratic presidential nomination. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports he'll be campaigning for the next 3 days in the early voting state of Iowa.
While other presidential candidates are touting their legislative records, Beto O'Rourke got only 3 bills passed during his 6 years in Congress. In Texas, he's considered a liberal, calling for universal health care, gun control, and pre-K education. But some progressives in the Democratic Party say he's too moderate to excite the extreme left wing of the party.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. British lawmakers look to put the brakes on Brexit for now. Parliament's due to vote Thursday on whether to ask the European Union to delay the UK's exit due on March 29th. It comes one day after lawmakers committed the country to staying in the bloc unless a divorce deal is ratified, with the approaching deadline intensifying fears that economic turmoil might follow a no-deal withdrawal by Britain. Parliament voted Wednesday to rule out the possibility. However, Prime Minister Theresa May and the EU noted the decision wasn't legally binding. UK Chancellor of the Exchequer Philip Hammond told Sky News Parliament will find a way to support her deal.
If there is clear evidence that there is a body of support growing for the Prime Minister's deal, then the House of Commons will find a way to allow that support to be expressed.
An extension requires approval from all 27 remaining EU member countries. Authorities in Malaysia will proceed with the prosecution of a Vietnamese woman charged with killing Kim Jong-un's half-brother days after her Indonesian co-defendant was set free. Prosecutor told the court Thursday the attorney general rejected a request from Vietnam to drop charges against 30-year-old Don Thi Hung. She's charged with smearing a deadly nerve agent in the face of Kim Jong-nam in Kuala Lumpur's airport in 2017. Kim was the eldest son of North Korea's ruling family. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
VOA 1.